Time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and I have something by Shel Silverstein today on the program, Kim.
Oh, I love it. In today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? Well, it's simple. You start with the best. Slutton Angus's 36th annual bull sale will be Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. They feature Man in Black. They've got 115 bulls and 30 heifers. Monday, February 12th, it's Slutton Angus bull sale.
Don't forget, we have the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up January 26th through February 3rd. It's in Rapid City at the Monument and also at Central States Fairgrounds. Over 300 vendors for the region's largest trade show. Don't forget Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st and the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd and special music events as well. Too many events to list here, so check it out online, blackhillsstockshow.com.
And are you looking for some real ranching insight? You need to immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
This is Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein.
A favorite.
There is a place where the sidewalk ends and before the street begins, and there the grass grows soft and white. And there the sun burns crimson bright, and there the moon bird rests from his flight, to cool in the peppermint wind. Let us leave this place where the smoke blows black, and the dark street winds and bends, past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow. We shall walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and watch where the chalk-white arrows go, to the place where the sidewalk ends. Yes, we'll walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk-white arrows grow. For the children, they mark, and the children, they know, the place where the sidewalk ends. By Shel Silverstein on The Good Stuff.
That's right. Hey, here's another poem for you today. It's called Golden Years. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek. It's a special poem for older folks. A row of bottles on my shelf caused me to analyze myself. One yellow pill I have to pop goes to my heart so it won't stop. A little white one that I take goes to my hands so they won't shake. The blue ones that I use a lot tell me I'm happy when I'm not. The purple pill goes to my brain and tells me that I have no pain. The capsules tells me not to wheeze or cough or choke or even sneeze. The red ones, smallest of them all, go to my blood so I won't fall. The orange ones, very big and bright, prevent my leg cramps in the night. Such an array of brilliant pills, helping to cure all kinds of ills. But what I'd really like to know is what tells each one where to go. That's called The Golden Years. It's been heard before here on The Good Stuff, but I don't know who the author is.
I had a couple of things. I mentioned a few of these just the other day, but it kind of goes along with what you were reading there. A good start on your New Year's resolutions. It says, cherish your health. If it is good, preserve it. If it is unstable, improve it. If it's beyond what you can improve, then get help. And don't take guilt trips. Go to the mall, the next county, a foreign country, but do not into the guilt territory.
Mm. There you go. Good advice.
And one final of those, tell the people you love that you love them at every opportunity. Remember, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away.
I love that. I remember the first time I heard that. Yeah. That is awesome. Okay, here's some business. Here is a business quote for you. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then give up. There's no reason being a fool about it. Guess who said that?
I don't know.
W.C. Fields.
Oh, well, yeah, he probably would.
There you go. You want some mind-blowing facts about money?
Sure.
Nearly half of the people who sell their houses with furniture included will take all of the light bulbs out of the lamps when they vacate the premises.
That is funny.
Most people won't bend over to pick up money lying on the sidewalk unless it is at least a dollar.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Or pick up pennies.
I pick up. Well, no. If you're superstitious, you're only supposed to pick up pennies if they're heads up, aren't
you? Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. You got to watch for that.
Yeah, that's true. Most Americans think pennies are a pain and the U.S. Mint should stop making them. What's your opinion?
I like to keep a little pocket change around and see how much I can get in my little butler pantry thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Change is fun, I think. And besides, if we don't have change, how are kids going to learn to count?
That's true.
Yeah.
We hope that your 2024 is going magnificently. And keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.